Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got much to cover today. As usual, it's the fastest hour on radio. Again, we're broadcasting into 156 cities. We thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. In those 156 cities, out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, if you'd like to check that gauge out, go to GCN, Genesis Communication Networks, and you will find that gauge right in front of your face. So, folks, again, we've got much to cover. What we're going to be talking about here is that's not mercy, it's biblical ignorance. I'll bring you to what we just did in Nashville on the Capitol stairs in the state of Tennessee, which was last Saturday, and I'll just kind of give you some of my experience as to what I observed. And it's nothing new. I've seen this over and over and over again, and people need to read the Bible so they can understand judgment and mercy, and understanding real judgment and understanding real mercy. Okay, we're not talking about the Lord being a soft judge here that produces hardened criminals, folks. No. God is good, and it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's because God is good that He's a good judge, and the Bible tells us in Psalm 97 that righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of His throne. Also, read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment so you can understand the Father's heart in Christ Jesus. I want to show you some things that are taking place here. It's a brand new video, and it's a new Pfizer commercial just dropped, I Can't Breathe, I'm Dead video. Now, I don't know exactly what all this means, but what people are going to observe on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to SOL Radio live on the Rumble feed. By the way, I just got off the phone with the VP of Rumble, and if you're having any issues on Rumble, please do contact us and let us know that you're being unsubscribed or you're not receiving your alerts, because we've been getting a lot of that most recently. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Before, it's news.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, you can do that too. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I'm going to show you here in just a second is a bunch of individuals that have taken the experimental jab, that have fallen over on the fields, on the courts, so on and so forth. And there's nothing funny about it, but it's interesting how they're going to continuously push this narrative. Now they're creating another narrative. And folks, if you don't put a stop to that one, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. And of course, the history of mankind is they are more apt to suffer the abuses of ill-designing men than to right the wrongs by avenging themselves upon the wicked. And I'm talking about in a lawful manner. But what I want you to do is I want you to observe this again. And again, check this out, folks.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference.
Young players, tennis players. players, basketball players, soccer ball players, just falling over dead on the court. Folks,
Friday night on
and the American people and people on a global basis have the audacity to sit there in an attempt to try to justify themselves as to what just happened. Folks, this is sick. It's right in front of our faces. These people that you're seeing fall over dead, from the young to the older, and I'm talking to 60, 70 years old, friends, are the ones that received the experimental jab. So let's quit putting our head in the sand and acting as if this isn't really happening, friends, because it's really happening. All day long on social media platforms, you're seeing what you're seeing on social media platforms right now. And doctors are just puzzled by the heart inflammation in the young and in the vaccinated. Folks, really? I mean, that is just, you know, as they say, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. How about when you're lied to decade after decade, thousands of times over, by the same criminal agencies, industries, politicians, the list goes on. And yet the people are sitting there allowing the doctors to set the narrative as to ask the question or to put the question in a word. They're puzzled by heart inflammation. And yet we know all the well as to where this is coming from. And again, when we go to Health News Impact or Health Impact News, we see this, folks, what's happening. This is all brand new information. 10,000% increase in cancers following COVID-19 vaccines. And doctors and scientists worldwide, they sound alarmed. They just can't understand what's going on here. 10,000% increase. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. If you'd like to go over to Health Impact News and see for yourself exactly how you're being lied to, it's a great resource condemning those that are advocating more propaganda and creating more fictitious diseases and viruses so they can get a needle in your arm, friends. Just ask Henry Kissinger. He'll tell you what it's all about. So will Bill Gates. It's about a mass genocide, and it's exactly what they're getting away with, and the American people are just puzzled along with the doctors, because they're allowing the doctors to set the narrative. My goodness, folks. Again, you can't make this up. Well, maybe this will help just a little bit. I'm just going to play a moment of this. This is who the mainstream media is trying to affirm as the President of the United States of America. And it's interesting when you look at the comments on the right side, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. But it's amazing what the people have to say as to how the narrative is being pushed. One guy said, the world thinks you're the worst President of the United States in U.S. history. The world is laughing at us. That's the second comment, folks. That's the second comment. And again, friends, the mainstream media wants you to believe that this guy's there legitimately. And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Now, what I'm going to show you really quick is Joe Biden being thrown a selected question by selected reporters. And notice how when he's asked, just like Kamala Harris, he looks down to give the answer to the question that he already knew was coming. You ready for this? Check this out.
Do you believe what you
Watch
said?
Him.
Thank you, sir. Do you believe what
he's already looking at the answer?
Putin can't remain in power, or do you now regret saying that because your government has been trying to walk that back? Did your words complicate matters?
I mean, she sounds like she's talking to a retarded person, and that's not too far from the truth, is it? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Finish playing that off for you so you can observe for yourself and hear for yourself. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Okay, so let's go back to this again. Now, I showed you some of this stuff a couple weeks ago, but I want you to see it again. These are selected reporters that are being called upon by Treasonous Joe. Luke 22:48. Also read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and you'll understand Joe Biden. And instead of him being in jail, he's in the people's White House right now. So with that said, I want you to watch this. I want you to listen carefully, even how the question, the selected reporter asks the question. Listen to how slow she's asking the question. Now, for those that are listening, I want you to understand what I'm seeing is Joe Biden looking down, sorting out which reporters are asking what questions. Once he's asked this question, he looks down in response to the selected reporter's question. Okay? You can't make this up, friend. And if this isn't criminal, nothing is.
Questions, I'll answer them all.
Here, I'll do this.
Thank you, Mr. President. Do you believe what you said? Thank you, sir. Do you believe what you said, that Putin can't remain in power? Or do you now regret saying that because your government has been trying to walk that back? Did your words complicate matters?
Well, you asked three different questions. I'll answer.
He's looking at her question. He's looking to the answers. He's reading them off.
Expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way
he knew exactly what was going to be asked him, just like the Clintons when they were busted doing it.
Just brutality of half the children in Ukraine. I just come from being with those families.
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, he's trying to give the impression that he's warmly embracing those families over in Ukraine concerning that sodomite actor comedian Zelensky, and they're stealing $8 billion of our money and they're giving it over to that criminal because what they're doing, friends, is they're transferring wealth to those third world countries against we the people. Now, consider Joe Biden as he's trying to elude you or distract you or give you the impression, friends, friends, that he has a care for those families in Ukraine. Keep in mind, he wants to make sure that over here, babies are murdered in the womb. Okay? Proverbs 6:17. Also read Exodus 20:13 when you get a moment. But I want you to consider the source. This is how the devil acts, and this is what the devil looks like.
And so, but I want to make it clear. I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
My personal feelings.
Secondly, you asked
So what she just did, you see that, folks? She just corrected his personal feelings. She reiterated the point of something that Joe had to say. She came back and she said it, and then he looked at her in response, confirming what she had just said. These are all actors, friends. That's what they are. They're all actors.
What was the second part?
The
diplomacy of this moment.
No, I don't think it does. You know,
isn't it interesting how he's got to read from a piece of paper as to how to give answers, friends?
What complicates the situation at the moment is the escalatory efforts of Putin to continue to engage in carnage.
Anyways, you get the point. You see what's there. You see what the American people, 329.5 million people, are tolerating concerning this criminal administration. The other thing I think people need to understand is Putin, the Russians, the Chinese, the Pope, America, they're all calling for a new world order. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read Jeremiah 11:9, folks. Read the book of Kings and look at how kings committed the act of conspiracy. It was always within because they could control the conspiracy. They're not at war with each other, just like the Republicans and the Democrats are not at war with each other, just like pro wrestlers are not at war with each other. I do a whole show on this, friends. Many of these people that were put up as arch enemies concerning pro wrestlers, did you know that many of them were best friends? Did you know that many of them, in such cases, friends, were their best man at their weddings? But they sell them to the people as if they're at war with each other? It's the same thing that's going on here. Okay? It's the same thing going on here. I know that this is way too far out there for those that continuously play the game. I know, I understand, but that's why we always continuously reiterate the point that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, folks. It really, truly is. I'm sure you've seen this. I'll protect your constitutional rights. Sheriff tells residents to call him if ATF shows up at their door. I'm here to tell you right now, the ATF comes to your door, they have no business being on your property, number one. Call the sheriff. Have him come arrest them on the spot. Oh, Bradley, again, that's just outlandish. Oh, is it? Is it? You know what I love about when people give me their feedback without thinking about it first, is we're not giving you opinion. We're not speculating on the show. We always give it to you from them. Okay, so let me bring you over to where an ATF shows up. The gun owner then turns and calls the police on the ATF member. I want you to check this out. Again, it's one of those that you have to see because there is a lot of power that lies within the bosom of sheriffs throughout the United States of America. Those are the guys that we need to get to know. Those are the guys that we need to hold their feet to the fire in upholding the Constitution. Look what happens when citizens won't take it anymore.
That is probably going to make chicks pregnant. So there's a crazy video of the ATF going to a house, and the ATF is like, hey, you know, you bought some guns, we need to see if you still have them because of straw purchase. A complete violation of your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, and just, you know, basic common sense and humanity. Here's one of the ATF agents. They go to one dude's house, and the dude goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get it. Hold on a second. Closes the door, calls the cops. He goes, there's somebody out here pretending to be a cop who wants to see my guns. And that's how you get this confrontation right here.
Hey, turn around. Let me see your hands.
This is the police now.
Turn around. Let me see your hands.
Going to the ATF.
Okay, let me see your hands. I need to see some ID. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now!
I'm a federal agent.
9171-10-3.
The agent.
Federal agent.
Get on the ground.
Now listen to
find out who you are.
Listen to what the federal agent now says, friends. Talking about a demigod attitude, believing that they are above the Constitution of the United States of America, they are not. They are not. Okay, now check this out. Listen to what he says.
This is your shot.
Okay, so the ATF member just said it's not going to happen. The police are demanding that he gets down on the ground. Okay, he said it ain't happening. Okay, so here you have it again. They think they're above the law. They think they're above state law, when in fact the federal government is the fruit of the states, not the other way around. And this is ignorance in action. But he pays the price. Check it out.
Do not reach for your waist. Keep your hands up.
Why would I have an Olay?
Get your hands up!
Yeah.
Get on the ground!
Face down! Now!
Face down!
You guys are making a big mistake.
You guys are making a big mistake. Said this unconstitutional agent for the ATF who was violating his oath, going from door to door asking about guns that were bought in violation of the Fourth Amendment and the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You're making a big mistake. He wants you to know that. Folks, how long are you going to suffer these abuses? They are not above the law. They work for you. And in this particular case, friends, he is not working for you. He is violating your constitutional rights. And these police actually come in and do their job. Praise God.
I'm seated.
I get on the ground. I'm a federal agent.
If that got you off, have a cigarette. Get ready for round two because it gets way better.
Wait a sec. Do not resist.
I'm not resisting.
You're acting like a
moron. Now listen to this big baby when the tides are turned. Listen carefully.
Wait a second. I got a medical condition. Get my license out of my pocket.
We're getting you secured first.
Please, wait. Hold on. I'm hyperventilating.
I can't breathe.
I'm not resisting. Please get my ID out of my left pocket.
Stop.
I'm begging you. My wife, please.
See, folks, you just can't make up some of the stuff that's going on. But this is what happens when the law enforcers do their job. They put a stop to all this tyranny. You just heard this federal agent who acts as if he's above the law, this ATF agent. Again, let me remind you, an unconstitutional agency, just like the FBI, just like the CIA, just like the Homeland Security, but yet they think that they're above the law. Well, it didn't fare very well with him, and when he was taken to task, all of a sudden we seen the big baby for who he really is. Folks, he's violating law. And Americans, you don't have to put up with this. You know what it reminds me of in parallel? I remember, you know, how the mainstream media continuously pushed the Muslims and terrorists. The Muslims as terrorists. They kept identifying the Muslims as terrorists. We've heard that for 18, 19, 20 years. And they wanted to scare you into submission because you weren't under attack by terrorists without. You were being attacked by terrorists within. Okay. And what's interesting to note of that is concerning these terrorists, when they were apprehended by our military, how they would act like the biggest of babies. That's just like this ATF agent, folks. It's time for you to be the patriots that God's called you to be in Christ. Right? And be the law that you're called to be, along with those good police, because there's a lot more of them than you really think there is, folks. That was beautiful. We're going to come right back. That's not mercy. It is biblical ignorance. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi departed Taiwan on Wednesday after a whirlwind two-day trip that included a meeting with Taiwan's president and vows to preserve democracy in Taiwan in the face of Chinese threats.
America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
An unreported abduction of a 12-year-old girl found walking in the road near Dadeville, Alabama, leads to the discovery of two bodies in a house and an arrest. 37-year-old Jose Pascual Reyes could face capital murder charges as the investigation is just underway. Australian farmers near Dalgety, New South Wales, found space debris scattered across their fields last month. An astrophysicist who examined the junk now believes it was a piece from the SpaceX Dragon aircraft used during the Crew 1 mission in 2020. USA Radio News. High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field today, triggering a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. It has the potential to cause minor fluctuations in power grids, impact some satellite functions, including those for mobile devices and GPS systems. As food banks are once again saving lives during this recession, one such location was forced to close its doors in New Jersey.
The Angels Community Outreach Food Pantry in Pittman, New Jersey has temporarily closed down after running out of food for the first time since opening. The organization's director, Alyssa Darrow, tells Fox News that it's tough when everything costs more.
People that are working, they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to put extra food on the table.
The Consumer Price Index reports grocery prices marked a new 40-year high in June by rising over 10% since last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out. Sons of Liberty Radio.com shows you the fruit of who we are. You're supposed to judge us that way, Matthew 7:16. Also, jump over to Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have 13 to 15 contributors. I'm sorry, articles every day given unto you by contributors that are in this culture war. Preachers, constitutional attorneys, the list goes on, former military, etc. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check us out on social media platforms, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on Rumble. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, and if you want to call in, please do. What we're going to be talking about right now is that's not mercy, it's biblical ignorance. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so here it is. Last week, while we were in Nashville, not only did I get the opportunity to confront some Antifa wannabe, bottom-of-the-barrel weaklings, paid provocateurs, useful idiots, I had the opportunity to do that. I do want to say this in all sincerity, though. I do see the people behind the masks. I do see who they really are. And I do understand that the Bible says that the Lord desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't desire that men perish. So I have that in the back of my heart, understanding and looking upon them as someone's child, namely my father's. Therefore, he is my brother or he is my sister. I always have that in the back of my mind because I have been saved from my sin. I was in the same boat that these goofballs were at one time or another. And the fact of the matter is I'm called to go out, and I'm supposed to come back in. And the greatest miracle is what I'm saying here, friends. The greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation called conversion, right? Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, Romans 5:5, and I'm talking about John 3:3 and 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. But the greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation. Leonard Ravenhill was exactly right when he said it. So I want you to keep in perspective the balance that I'm looking for here, okay? Because it's clear that the Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. And I know what our purpose is. Jesus said in Matthew 4:19 that if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. That is the end aim. Luke 19:10 tells us what? It says that we are to seek and save that which is lost. That is the Lord's heart. If we are truly Christians, that's exactly what we do. Without doing that, there is no exhibition of the Holy Ghost within you. There is no showing the world that you're saved in any sense of the word. I mean, that's ridiculous. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian if you have no desires for others to be saved. Because if you really received the Christ, you want everybody else to receive. And here's the problem. Most can't give what they don't have, and that's why they don't give it, because they ain't got it. Right? That's right. Okay, good. As the devil laughs, one of the things that I want to highlight going back to the state capitol in Tennessee was that I was called up because there were some things going on with Antifa. And we just preached on Friday night, and we were asked if we were going to come out the next day in protest with them. Now, folks, we've done this 100 times, literally. The whole ministry is based off that, Ephesians 5:11, because we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I've been doing that. I've done this 3,000 times, literally. And so when we received the call, would you come out, and Tifa just showed up, I felt that there was a little, well, maybe a little apprehension or fear about what may take place. So I grabbed my family. We were having lunch with my friend Mike Roach from Arkansas, and we had to get out of Dodge real quick, so we cut our time down to about 20 to 30 minutes. We shot over to the Capitol, and right when we got there, that's when I confronted Antifa, several of these members, these paid provocateurs, and then I was asked also to give some, get up and speak, say some words. Would you get up here and say some things? And I said, sure, I would do that. Well, what was interesting, it was a pro-life protest. Now, upon arrival to the stairs of the Tennessee State Capitol, I began to listen to some of the things that were being said verbally or by signs. Okay? Now, I got to paint the picture the best way that I can. I noticed some of the signs that were being held up by the pro-lifers were, listen carefully, the pro-lifers were holding up signs where babies were literally dissected. And then on the other side, I saw some of the signs that were being held up by those who were illegally advocating the death of the innocent. Okay? Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not murder, right? Those that were on the other side were the ones that were calling for murder. Now, I know that there's a lot of ignorant people in this country, and this was a prime example of the ignorance that I see across the United States of America. We have people holding up signs of babies that have been murdered because the government said so. Namely, a government that hasn't received the right to advocate or sanction the illegal murder of the innocent in the womb. But we have pro-lifers holding up dead babies, and then on the other side, we see those that were advocating for the murder of more babies. I'm not kidding you, okay? And in Americans, those that are standing against abortion, you have already been desensitized, and you have already been broken down to believe that you're supposed to stand back and allow the government to continuously murder as many children as they can, along with the useful idiots that are holding up signs stating that they want more babies murdered. This is insane what the American people have put up with in this country. That is ignorance to the max. And that is disobedience towards God and towards man. And it's disobedience in the sense of it is not a mercy to the innocent that you stand back and allow them to call for the murder of the innocent in the womb, and for those that want to call for more murder concerning the innocent in the womb. That's not mercy. That is not mercy in any sense of the word, friends. That is ignorance, is what it is. I would hear some of these pro-lifers praying mercy over those that were responsible for the deaths of the innocent. I want you to hear this. I heard pro-lifers praying for mercy when it came to those who were responsible for the deaths of the innocent. That is biblical ignorance. It is not scriptural. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. When we read his statutes, we see that if someone is to shed the blood of an innocent man, a man-child, right? It's the blood of the person that's required to appease the wrath of God upon that nation. It is for the people to keep the Lord's law, his commandments, and his statutes. He already told us through his statutes as to how we're supposed to deal with people that murder innocent babies. If you go back 100 years, friends, if you were to murder a child, in many cases, it would be your life for a life, just the way Scripture tells us. Now, 100 years later, they can advocate as much murder as they want to because the government, the American people, allowed their said representatives to take the reins of the country and become a law unto themselves and saying that they can kill at will. This again, is scriptural nonsense. It's not scriptural at all. Okay, this might be a new version of the Bible that nobody knows of, but I can tell you right now, friends, it is not the heart of God in any sense of the word. A mercy to the innocent is to deal in the womb, is to uphold the laws that condemn the crimes of those that desire to kill or are guilty of killing those innocent babies. It is for the American people to stand up and be the law. It is for the 86% that profess to be Christians in this country to enforce his law unto judgment upon the heads of those that are guilty of murdering 63 million people. Babies. That's a mercy to a society. That's a mercy to the innocent in the womb, isn't it? Yep. No, but we see people today in the church praying mercy over those that are responsible for killing the innocent. Hey, friends, you don't offer mercy to the unrepentant. It's not scriptural. Mercy is offered to the repentant. Not the proud. Now I'm talking about salvation. But I'm still holding to common law in this country. Now, I recall a true story of a mass murderer in court. He was a young man. This young man was in court with a big smile on his face. As a matter of fact, he was laughing at the family of the murdered. He was laughing at the family of those that he murdered. He had told reporters that if he was freed, he would do it all over again. This murderer declared that he would do it all over again if he were to do so. Oh, by the way, if you look at 70% of those that are released from prison, they're repeat criminals. See, but you have a government that you've tolerated, and I'm talking about corruption again. Americans, you are the government under God. We the people has meaning. But you have a government that is teaching young people to commit the crime three times. You can commit the crime three times, but if you do it a fourth time, we're done with you. We're going to deal with you. And then what do? They throw them people in prison. They give them three squares. They pay for schooling to rehabilitate the unrehabilitated because they haven't repented. And penitentiary has meaning penitence, Isaiah 66, verse 2, right? Psalm 51, verse 17, right? I'm just giving you scripture to back up what I'm talking about here. They don't fear the consequence because they know that the worst thing in America that's going to happen is if they go out and take someone's life, the worst thing that's going to happen or commit a crime is that they're going to go to jail. And the American people sit back and watch corruption make $64 billion a year off the ignorance of themselves. That's what you call putting up with man's commandments in the place of God's commandments. And people don't realize it's a huge moneymaker. It's slave labor. That's what that is. Read Mark 7. You want to throw off God's commandments and you want to do it your way, then put up with man's commandments. And this is exactly what you have been reaping, Galatians 6:7, for decades in this country, because you don't love God enough to obey Him. Folks, we're talking about, this is not mercy, it's biblical ignorance. We're going to come right back to it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
So we'll get back to this. So I'm talking about how the American people have tolerated a system of injustice, and they've even allowed corruption in government to create a system to make $64 billion off the slave labor of their families. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world, America, and you're called to be the light of the world. Shame on you. Repent, America. That's the message. Acts 20, verse 21. I just told you the story of a mass murder in court laughing at the family of the murdered. This murderer declared that he would do it all over again if he were free to do so. An extended family member came into the courtroom of the murderer, came in and offered forgiveness to him that was not repentant. Doesn't it sound like many of these pro-lifers praying mercy over those that are responsible for murdering the innocent in the womb and calling for more murder because the states and federal government have said it was okay to do so? They don't have any constitutional authority in doing that, friends. But as they say, Edmund Burke rightly did, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And they always get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? That's how you make slaves, and Americans are enslaved because they refuse to educate themselves. The Bible and the Constitution is the rock upon which our republic rests. I want you to listen to Scripture. Jeremiah 5:28. They are waxen fat. This is what the Lord is rebuking through Jeremiah. Jeremiah 5:28. They are waxen fat. They shine. They think they do. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. The wicked are those that know to do right, but they do it not, because they've sold their soul to Satan for 30 pieces of silver. Okay? And that is suicide every time somebody does that. Little do they know. Just like Judas didn't. The Bible says they judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Whoa! That sounds really familiar. That's a nation that is being judged by God. And that was under Jeremiah. If you want to learn from history, I just gave you a little. Okay? And that's why we're under judgment in America. Because we haven't learned from Jeremiah what not to do. And the Bible says that your own wickedness will correct you. Oh, it will. And don't forget, Americans, Jeremiah was laughed at for 70 years before the book of Lamentations was written. And if you haven't taken the time to read the book of Lamentations, do yourself a favor, because that is what's on the horizon. Oh, and all the corrupt will go with us. Those that we tolerated will go with us. I know they think that they're above it. I know that they think that they're impervious when it comes to the consequences of their nefarious activities against the American people, but they're sadly mistaken. They'll all be taken out. Okay? Luke 17:4 tells us, this is Scripture, if your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in a day and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, then you forgive him. You don't offer mercy and forgiveness to the unrepentant scripturally. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why would they have to repent if they never seen God's moral law and understanding that they themselves are guilty of transgressing God's moral law? You have to show them the law and that they sin before God. And realize that it's their sin, it's our sin that put Christ on the cross, and it's the love of the Father who desires to redeem us from our sin through His blood that demonstrated His love to us by the cross experience. But it also shows... it also shows the hatred of sin and God's hatred towards sin. But it shows a big heart concerning the fact that He sacrificed His own Son, John 3:16, in getting to us. Right? But here again, that's not offered to those that are non-repentant. It's law to the proud and grace to the humble, folks. James 4:6. Now I can hear someone, no, Bradley, that's judgmental and to enforce the law. That is absolute ignorance to the highest degree. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9, friends. Okay? While judgment without mercy shall be shown to anyone who has not been merciful, mercy triumphs over judgment. Yes, it does, but put it into scriptural context. Listen carefully, okay? Luke 11:42, what does it tell us? This is Jesus rebuking the religious hypocrites, but he was cursing them. But woe unto you, Pharisees! For you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs. You give the best of what you have, but you overlook what? What does it say? You pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have done, and not to leave the others undone. Doesn't the Bible tell us that Jesus came in to magnify God's law, to establish righteousness? Yes, it does. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10. Hebrews 10:7, and then we establish again that law. Romans 3:31, that Jesus never came to abrogate. Matthew 5, verse 17. Where are people coming up with this? Amos 5:15 tells us that we're to hate evil and love good, maintain justice is what we're supposed to do. Justice is what's missing. But yet, again, Moses in the Ten Commandments is right in front of the face of the American people. Because we're based on the Mosaic Institution, the Torah, common law. And what do we see over above and above the heads of the Supreme Court and those members, those unelected bureaucrats, all nine of them that sit on the bench? It's a big, huge mural of Moses with the Ten Commandments, two tablets in his hand, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And what does it say right under him? Justice, the guardian of our liberties. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to hate the evil and love the good. We're supposed to establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts would be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. But they didn't listen, folks. They just didn't listen. That was Amos 5:15. And then, of course, I make reference to Isaiah 51, verse 4 quite a bit. And what does that say? Well, this tells you everything that you need to know, folks. It tells us, hearken unto me. The Lord's saying, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, saith the Lord, O my nation, for a law, moral law, shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light to the people. If you want to deter crime, Proverbs 16:6, you establish judgment upon the heads of the wicked. You don't pray mercy for them. You don't offer mercy to the unrepentant. Hey, folks, that is scriptural ignorance. That is a lack of understanding what the Word says in context. In context. To offer mercy instead of showing them the law that condemns their sins, Romans 3:20, First John 3:4, is to bring an insult to innocence. It's unscriptural. It's the modern day version of the gospel. And it's a false gospel. Biblical mercy, friends, is again when the judge brings down the law upon the transgressors unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. This is biblical mercy to a people. I want to say this in conclusion. How the special interest groups and politicians are laughing at the ignorance of those who call themselves Christians. Because the best they've got, just like the politicians that call themselves the right or the Republicans, the best that they have is to do nothing more than to highlight the crimes of those that they fail to hold accountable to the law. There's no better way to say than what I just said. I want you to see this. This is mercy versus justice. This is George Washington during the foundation of this country, and what it was that he would not tolerate. It was mercy to establish judgment upon the heads of those that were committing the act of treason against the American cause. Check this out in ending, friends, in ending.
There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that...
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.